Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's go, Cavs! Let's go, Cavs! Let's go, Cavs!
Big weekend. Conference finals in the NHL. Washington Capitals, Tampa Bay Lightning, or the Bolts, as they like to call them down here. And very, very exciting. Winnipeg going on to face Las Vegas in the Western Conference Final, and big doings. And this weekend is the start of the conference finals Friday night, and the Tampa Bay Lightning hosting the Washington Capitals.
As a longtime hockey fan, does it sort of blow your mind at the lack of classic hockey towns that are in the finals?
Well, you know, I've been living with lack. It's funny you bring that up, and that's a beautiful segue, because I've been living with lack of classic hockey towns, because although the Washington Capitals are playing in the conference finals, our hometown team down here in Florida also going to the conference finals, and that takes priority because I will be taking my little crumb cruncher from his mini mites hockey practice, walking down the hallway to the big arena where he will see the Florida Everblades play in the conference finals.
Hey, how about that?
Playoffs.
They've advanced. Playoffs.
Playoffs. And who are they playing? They are playing the Adirondack Thunder.
The Fighting Chairs?
The Fighting, their mascot seems to be a Viking of some sort.
Oh, they really should have the Adirondack Chair as their mascot. It would make a great jersey.
Oh, now listen, Rob, I don't want you to piss anybody off from Glen Falls, New York.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want you to do that. That's okay. Really, you know, and it could have been, you know, it could have been anybody. You never know. In the ECHL, ladies and gentlemen.
What does playoff hockey tickets, what's the cost on those?
Yeah. $36.
That's not bad.
Second row.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, so those are the expensive seats.
Will the arena be filled?
I have no idea. I doubt it.
Well, what are we doing? Half?
I mean,
a third?
It's that time of year down here where, you know, I'll report on Monday.
Yeah, let's see,
you know,
what
depends. I don't know whether the, you know, I am not sure. I have not watched enough of this hockey to know whether the Adirondack Thunder.
The Erratic Thunder.
Have the same kind of rivalry as, say, the Allen Americans.
Now, is this like the equivalent?
I'm not exaggerating here. The Allen Americans from Allen, Texas.
Allen, Texas.
I'm not kidding. These are the real
teams.
They
have teams, a hockey team there in Allen, Texas.
There's, you know, and they're not all small markets. There's Atlanta.
Sure.
Atlanta has a team. You're familiar with the Gladiators, aren't you?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah,
I have a stocking cap with their logo on it.
Yeah, it's very, very. And by the way,
is this the equivalent
a lot of these
of AAA?
Logos may have been, pardon me?
Is this the equivalent of like AAA? Is this one notch below the pros?
This is one notch below a team
the
Hershey Bears.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So this is like it goes this level and then up to this. So it would be double A ball.
Okay. I can get you.
As opposed to triple A ball.
That's, wow. $36 seems high for double A.
Well, it's second row.
I see. So you could probably get like $2 or $3.
Well, you've obviously never gone to a Brampton Beast game.
Are they going to have another teddy bear toss?
At Brampton?
No, at your game.
No, I think the Cincinnati Cyclones will be doing that, or maybe the Colorado Eagles.
The Eagles?
I'm not quite sure.
You don't need to do a promotion like a TBT, as we call it in the biz. You don't need to do a teddy bear toss for playoff ball.
You travel down to this world all the time. Have you not seen the Norfolk Admirals play?
The Admirals
have you not been to one of those games?
They have a storied history. What a wonderful legacy for the Norfolk Admirals. They're named after the fact that Norfolk, of course, important was shipbuilding.
Yes, and important with shipping. And I should point out that the Florida Everblades got to the conference finals by defeating the Orlando Solar Bears.
Oh,
we're the Solar Bears!
Oscar, it's
that's
the sun.
That's an interesting team.
Tesla to sponsor them.
Would you like to know who the Adirondack Thunder beat to get to their conference final?
Absolutely.
The Manchester Monarchs from Manchester, New Hampshire. Thank
you not Manchester, much. London, Lincoln, in
right.
England?
Right, because
if
absolutely.
Monarchs, you would think royalty.
Oh, hold on. What was that?
Oh,
what
no.
What was that? I heard a quack, quack. That was the mascot of the Quad City Mallards. The Quad City Mallards, not to be confused with the Rapid City Rush, the Reading Royals, the South Carolina Stingrays.
You rolled over my favorite one yet.
What's that?
Rapid City. Think of the name.
The Rapid City Rush.
They're always in a rush because live in Rapid City. Go fast.
All the way up to South Dakota. Yes. This isn't the East Coast.
No.
This is the whole country.
Worldwide phenomenon. Manchester Monarchs.
And hey, they're traditional teams too, like the Tulsa Oilers. Go see those Tulsa Oilers.
Oh,
my God. That's a wonderful time.
I'm looking at the cost of a minor league team, Mike, in hockey. And it says, roughly, they're worth $21.2 million.
That's, I tell you, things have changed.
That is low.
Well, not low for, it's low for who? Bill Gates?
Yeah.
For the average schmuck. When you started doing that, I'm like, hey, call a couple of friends up and see if we can get together at the local Pizzeria Uno and come up with a team plan.
We'll all split it four ways. Does that include pucks?
Well, no, I look at the value of an NBA team. The NBA teams
may include pucks.
NBA teams go for no less than $2
billion,
right?
Yeah.
No less
two
than
billion two, now?
2 billion. 2 billion.
How much are the Redskins valued at now?
Easily, probably over $1 billion by now. Last time I checked, I think five years ago was 900 plus million.
We've got a lot of listeners in Wichita, so yes. I don't want to leave out the Thunder up there. Mm-hmm. That might be another Thunder. Isn't the Adirondack the Thunder as well? Oh, no. See, you don't do that with the league. Let me go right back up. Yeah, you got two Thunders, Al.
Maybe.
Come on.
Like, it might be like an old radio station that when they fired a disc jockey, they'd replace him but make him use the same name because they already had the jingle. So they probably just bought a lot of second.
Are you part of the Central Hockey League? Is that what you have? I think we've gone through this before. You can buy one of those teams. They have nine teams for $500,000.
I don't know.
For all nine of them?
No, for one of them.
Oh, you'd have to pick one.
Yes. Mm.
But I bet you can get all nine for $4 million if you pay up front.
A bundle?
But yeah, we're going to bundle it.
We're going to Costco this league.
We're going to really give you the Xfinity treatment. We're going to bundle nine hockey teams.
I like the Fort Wayne Comets. And, have you ever been to a Swamp Rabbit game?
I've played the Swamp Rabbit game.
You haven't been to the Greenville Swamp Rabbits?
Greenville, boy.
Yeah, it's a good time. But not like the Brampton Beast. Or the Cyclones.
Hey, is it the Brampton Beast just singular? I like when a team is singular, like the Utah Jazz.
Hey, guess what I am? Guess what I am? What am I? What am I?
A ram.
I'm an Idaho Steelhead.
Oh, no. They're terrifying.
Who am I now? Who am I now?
The Seattle
seagull.
Swimmer.
Seagull.
I'm a Jacksonville Iceman.
An Iceman.
I'm an Iceman. The Jacksonville Iceman. Here
Blades
I am.
Of steel.
Okay. Watch that.
So who are the Blades?
Team.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm playing. What's the game people used to play?
Charades?
The Charades, but it was a different game. Where Pictionary.
Okay, Pictionary.
In the living room, I'll do my impression of the hockey team. Ready?
Okay.
There we go.
The Flash.
No, the Indy Fuel.
Oh, Indy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
All right. Horsemen.
Yeah,
jockeys.
You're close.
The Jacksonville Jockeys.
Oh, come on. Pay attention. It's the Kansas City Mavericks.
Of course.
Come on.
All right,
for that, you should have done James Garner.
How about I'm a Kansas City Maverick, and I'm about to kick your ass across the state line. I'm wearing the boots that can do it. Here we go. Okay.
Bird. Hawk.
I believe I can fly.
R. Kelly.
I am a Kalamazoo wing.
In 2013, the Everblades were put on on sale, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. They were sold for how much? Let's have a guessing game between
the You know, it's
here.
Always money with you, Mr. Trump, but let's find out. Okay, how much were they sold for?
I will guess $4 million.
All right.
Because it's a good
market. I'll say $6.5
million. Oh, both the team. How about this? Add the Germain Arena.
Oh, then you're,
oh, you're including the arena?
$12, $13 million.
$15 million.
Oh, I'd say $40.
$12.6 million.
Wow. I got it. Mm. I got it. What's it all valued at now?
Wow. That's in 2013 just for inflation. Let's say five. I would say at least 20 at this point.
Well, they're a wonderful outfit. Mm.
Yeah.
They're a wonderful outfit. And by the way, up in Maine, let's not skip the Maine Mariners up in the city of Portland, which is wonderful.
The main narrative.
Why do I think teams should cost more?
Well, because it's minor league hockey. Yeah. They don't, you know, it's minor league hockey.
And they're not able to generate the huge amount of income. But owning the arena is huge.
Oscar, you could enjoy this by driving up the street to Reading, Pennsylvania, and go to see the Royals.
Oh, the Reading Royals?
The Reading Royals game. That
I think
be
I'd
a
see a Hershey Bears game over that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Hershey Bear is a category.
Here's
by
another
way.
One for you.
Oh, my God. The cross-eyed guys?
No.
The Toledo walleye.
Oh, walleye.
Do they share a parking lot with the Toledo Mud Hens?
How about this one? Here we go.
The Clappers.
Oh, the Clap. No.
Chlamydia.
The Wheeling Nailers.
Why is that clapping? What was that?
Oh, because he's nailing. That's
he's
what sex
nailing somebody.
That's what sex
oh,
sounds
yeah.
like.
Mm,
forgot.
I did
we
forget.
Forgot.
God, he didn't get that one. That's it.
Well, you were applauding. Here's it's what, been so long since anyone's clapped for me. The Frankfurt Frankensteins.
I'm from Utah. The what am I?
Provo Monsters.
No. What does this?
Bears.
Yeah, come on.
Grizzly Bears.
Bruins.
Grizzlies.
Yeah. Grizzlies.
Utah Grizzly. All right. Wichita, okay? We did this one before, so this is not going to be difficult.
All right.
Ooh.
Storms.
Ooh, yeah,
the Wichita
but,
Storm.
But
tornadoes.
What happens in a storm? What happens
tornadoes.
In a storm? No.
Rain.
No, what happens?
Thunder.
It's light.
Dorothy.
Rob Speedwagon.
Thunder?
Thunder.
The Tin Man.
The Wichita Thunder.
The Tin Man.
Yes, God never, Oz never did give anything to the Tin Man.
So that's it. Anyway. Who are we playing? We're playing the Adirondack Thunder, and we'll be there with my little
guy.
Will
you root for the home team?
Good question.
No, I'll be rooting for Adirondack.
Well, I mean, they might have better merch. You never can tell.
No, look at all the teams, though. It's a major award.
Yeah, but if you got a major
competition.
An Adirondack hockey sweater, it would play better in Maine.
Yeah.
No, because Adirondack is New York.
Yeah, but
Glen Falls,
you're more
New York.
North. How
would that? If I got a Maine Mariner sweater. And yeah, hey, thanks for saying sweater. Hey, thanks, Mr. Hockey, for saying sweater, which is what we say.
Yeah, that's what we
in,
say
in hockey
us
circles.
White
it's a
hockey
sweater.
Fans.
you see, I feel bad because earlier I was talking and I called it a blouse. That's not right, is it?
Blouses.
That's a joke, Mike.
Somehow you've annoyed me.
And today is a day like no other.
Yeah, but if you had a New York one, you'd be closer to Maine.
Yeah, and
I'm
also, don't you have
access?
You have Adirondack chairs.
Well, Speewack is a pain in the ass.
Oh, I sent you that. Did you get it?
I got it. Do you have it handy?
I do.
Of course you do.
Your like buddy Rob Speewack is the biggest pain in the ass I've ever known.
Do you? How great is it
that's huge.
That you know when you hear that, this legend, Ted Koppel,
you're doing
play
your
it again.
Job.
Rob's got that forever.
Your
Here
buddy
we go.
Rob Speedwick is the biggest pain in the ass I've ever known.
That's why
so
Ted
cool.
Koppel is a genius, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my sympathies to all the other teams, but you know, for you Allen Canada people, Allen Texans. I think the Americans are going to be spot on next year.
I just hope that the Everblades can break the Adirondack curse.
Right. Yeah.
That's dogged them for years.
How about next year we do an appearance at the Allen Event Center?
I love that.
I wonder if their sticks are made of teak.
Beautiful teak.
Why would their sticks be made of teak?
Like an Adirondack chair.
Because the best Adirondack chairs are made of teak.
I understand.
No, I believe it's a composite material.
Is it?
Yeah. It weathers well.
Come on.
We'll never need painting.
Hey, would you like
They're
to go to Canada?
To look
it's
like
nice
that.
Up in Canada. We could go up to Brampton.
No.
Brampton, Ontario.
Boo.
Come on now.
What's the team?
Super Troopers.
I've got a tick. I've got a seat with your name in for the Brampton Beast in the Powerade Center.
That's official.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Come on, I want to show you the grounds. Beautiful, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The place used to be a golf course. I never cared for the game myself. And I love grass. It costs a fortune to keep like this with the mowing and the trimming. These are my in-laws.
Trimming.
Hello? They can't hear nothing.
Uh-huh.
Enough socializing. Jimmy, I'm thinking of giving you another managing job. You kind of let me down on that San Antonio job.
I freely admit, sir, I had no right to sell off the team's equipment like that. That won't happen again.
Let me be blunt. Are you still a fall-down drunk?
No, sir. I've quit drinking.
You've seen the error of your ways.
No, I just can't afford it.
Your drinking is funny. You're a young man, Jimmy. You still could be playing. if you just would have laid off the booze.
It's not exactly like that. I hurt my knee.
You fell out of a hotel. That's how you hurt it.
There was a fire.
Which you started, which I had to pay for.
Well, no, I was going to send you a thank you card, Mr. Harvey, but I wasn't allowed anything sharp to write with.
Look, Jimmy, I want you to manage one of the new girls' baseball teams. You step out of the dugout before every game. You wave your little hat in the air. You give the people a thrill.
Why don't we just get an organ grinder? I can hop around and do a little dance.
If your knees are up to it, go ahead.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. Listen 24/7 on our new Playapod app. Designed by Mr. Todd Moore. It has great media controls. It has so much neat stuff. You can download it on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to rob2bs@mikeomarashow.com. And you can call us anytime, even when it's not Wednesday.
Right.
At 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by one of my all-time favorites, and you just have a couple of days. Okay, slackers, really. If you're hearing my voice now, let me just remind you, Mother's Day is this Sunday. What the heck are you doing? How come you haven't ordered your Sherry's Berries?
That's 2 days. Mm. 2 days. Two.
Come on.
Come on.
2 days away. Egad. So remember, a gift from Sherry's Berries shows your mom-o that you put thought into her gift. Mom will love it. I swear. You loved yours, didn't you, Mom?
Yes, Mom.
That was my mom up in heaven. Wow. Right now, our listeners can get fresh and delicious Sherry's Berries starting at $19 plus shipping and handling. Or, check this out.
Yes?
You can double your berries for just $10 more.
What?
Just what? $10. That's doppelberries. We call it doppelberries because it's German for double.
Yes.
And Rob made a joke about it. Time is running out, so get your berries while they're still available. Your berries will arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required. All right? Because you, God knows if you're waiting this long, you didn't want to wrap it either.
Yeah, you don't have one of those stick-on bows laying around. Come on.
We mentioned these are fresh, juicy berries dipped in milk, dark, white, chocolatey goodness. They're topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. You choose your guaranteed delivery date. It's 100% guaranteed. But you have to act now because it's a big holiday. All right? In this house, for the love of God, it's like we ought to have a parade on the street. There's only one way to get this amazing deal for Mom. Fresh dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, plus shipping and handling. And remember, you can doppel the berries for just $10 more. That's all it takes. You can be a hero. You can do it. There's still time. What are you waiting for? Hurry and order today. Mother's Day is this Sunday. That's only 2 days away. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Then click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner and enter our code TMOS. Berries.com. The code TMOS.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
Jeez, holy Todd Moore.
Do it.
What's his deal?
Oh, he's just all over Facebook. He's all... You know, I don't know. What does Todd want to do? Does Todd want to go work for a political television station? Well, you talk to him. You're his best friend. What the hell's wrong with him? He's constantly provoking, provocative, and he's constantly getting in these debates. And he relishes the battle. When did Todd? I've known Todd for a number of years. When did Todd get so active?
Have a political opinion?
Yes.
Well,
no. Now, see what? You are being snarky.
I'm answering your question.
I have a political opinion, but I am not.
Some people
constantly
be like, man, Mike, when did he decide to get involved?
No, that's wrong. I have, but I haven't constantly been engaged. I think my opinions
there's
up.
A tone.
Hold on, let me finish. I put my opinions up and choose to just shut up and just move on. Todd likes to get into the fray.
That is such a blasphemous lie, Mike. All
no,
you
it's
do,
not.
You engage on a regular
blasphemous
basis.
Blasphemous? Is Todd Moore some you, sort of deity? Is he some sort of deity?
You come in and you're like, oh, I had this troll.
You told me a long time ago, you said, confine this to a political show, so it, I did.
We started the political show.
I decided I would
work.
I would do 7 shows a week, and I would do a political show, and that's where I put it now. And by the way, if you listened, this is a good plug for Political Persuasions,
yes,
which, a show that Todd Moore has asked me on numerous occasions that, to join. But
as a regular,
I don't need Tucker Carlson coming into. I don't need Baron Tucker Balance, Carlson man. Light coming into my zone.
What if Todd wore a bow tie?
By the way, on Political Persuasions this week, I give our president credit where credit is due.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Right?
Yes. I believe.
Would it not be the most positive? Oscar will be happy to know that.
The takeaway was
since
this.
He loves Donald Trump so much.
Well, he's just getting stuff done, you know.
The takeaway from Political Persuasions, because I was there, I'm the Imagineer of the show.
Yes,
the,
you are.
The takeaway
Rob,
was.
Rob produces.
Rob Disney.
Show.
The takeaway was Donald Trump has a good week, but handles it in a typical Trump fashion. It was the
that there would
was,
be that would be exactly right.
Yeah, so that's
it
how,
would
that's,
be. And I'm talking. It's we discuss a lot of different things. We talk about the prisoners, hostages,
yes,
returned from North Korea. We talk
yes.
about.
Yeah.
So getting back to Todd though, but Todd was never into this. He may have had opinions, but now he's just constantly online. And I want to know, when did the flip occur? When did he become so active? Because it's a new phenomenon. He hasn't done it for his whole.
Do you,
is
you remember
because,
the patent
is it because
troll
of the
situation?
Patent troll thing? Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's
okay.
What it is.
Well, you know, and I was gonna follow up with this. He is Todd is incredibly smart, genius like.
Yes,
and so well, let's yes. for the sake of the story, Mike, let's go with it.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And so, is he sometimes laser focused? So when he was focused on patent trolling, that's all he talked about.
He actually. If I don't want to speak out of turn, you should probably ask him these questions. Is what I know, right?
Okay.
Well,
my,
we need to get him back on the show.
This is my opinion.
Yes,
we'll
we
skip ahead to the end of this a little bit and say we need to get Todd on the show.
Yes,
at some point.
We do.
This
we
is
do.
My
now,
opinion.
Now, let me ask you before we go on.
Yes.
Do you think it should be this show or should it be the political show?
PP.
Not here.
Not here.
Because we're going to start screaming at each other.
Yeah. Well, you will, and he will.
Oh, he's
will,
yeah, because he's so
he will
measured.
Rebuff, he will rebuff
he's so
with,
measured
with
and
class
responsible.
Intact.
Excuse me. So you're already picking your winner and you're picking your sides.
First, Mike, this is not a competition.
You ever said that about your boy here that you Mike will rebut you with class and tact?
No,
Mike will.
No.
Mike will no. attack you with a
you're
hatchet.
Full, you're full of bluster and
no, I'm not.
Passion.
I think my thought. I have. I
listen to you right now.
He's
God.
Describing Todd as like
you
one of the employees.
Insulted me.
He's describing Todd as like one of the employees at Bernie Streeter's Arby's.
Yeah,
he's gonna rebuff you.
And Todd will rebut you. And was it rebuff or rebut?
Which one was
rebuff.
It? Rebuff.
Rebuff. Well, it's rebut.
Well,
is
you know what?
That's the correct term.
Damn it!
We really don't have time to get into minutia.
What about rebuke?
What about rebuke?
Rebuke is not a word.
Damn it!
Rebuke is a word.
Rebuke.
Yes, exactly.
A rebuke,
rebuke
is a rebuke is kind of a disciplinary action.
Yeah,
correct?
He was rebuked. Yeah, I
he
believe
was
you're
rebuked.
Right.
Well, and rebut mm-hmm. is
rebuttal. Rebuff. Well, look it up. Look rebuff up and rebut up.
Rebuff means you've stopped somebody.
Now, do we have anybody that can do that quickly?
Well, I'm talking.
I know you're in the middle
yes,
of debating.
No one
so
else
can.
Is moving.
No one is. No,
I'm
no, they're not.
Right now.
That's what I'm trying to. Yeah, we'll just wing it. Duh. All right. So
okay.
What were you saying?
So I asked Todd the same question in our private life, right? Offline.
Oh, good.
And
okay, so that's
I said,
why I'm bringing
and
it
And I
here.
Said, hey, man, what happened to just going to B-dubs, drinking some Jack and Cokes and eating some wings
yeah.
and talking about apps?
You know what happened is when he said that, Todd rebuffed him, which means to reject someone or something in an abrupt or ungracious manner.
Damn.
So he wouldn't rebuff me, Oscar. See, it would
yeah.
be the opposite
He would
of that.
Rebuke you.
He no, rebut me.
You know, rebut I don't like rebut sounds like butt
sex. A rebuttal. A rebuttal is a response well, to an argument.
Yes. We definitely don't want
right.
that on this show.
No,
do you have?
Yes,
excuse
yes,
me.
Yes,
shtick.
I have
yes, go ahead. Which one of you?
Rebut.
Which one of the?
Say your names.
One of the,
is
I
a
have
noun.
It right here.
Okay, Pony. Go ahead, Pony.
Rebut though. Is to either drive back or repel or claim or prove that evidence in an accusation is false.
Good.
It's
Bingo.
An act of speech.
He
yes.
shall rebut Thank you. So, Todd told me he's like, look. For 2 years, all I did in my job, outside of his regular job, right?
Mm-hmm.
The time and hours he put in was go to Capitol Hill and lobby for this patent troll reform. And as he went to congressmen and senators' office and glad-handed and explained to them the plight of a small business owner and patent troll, and I'm sorry, patent reform and what patent trolls are doing to innovation in this country, he would get one answer, and then he'd see the vote of these lawmakers. It would be the complete opposite.
And did the lawmakers, obviously, on one side piss him off more than another side?
Yes, they upset him. They upset him because...
So the Democrats pissed him off.
Oh, I don't know that for sure.
Well, he seems to always take the right-wing side.
That would have been a good question to ask him. I just said, what happened? And he said, well, he goes, I dug deeper and I realized that everybody was on the take.
Tell them to spread the wealth a little bit.
So, I said, what do you mean by the take? He goes, big pharma, who didn't want the patent troll reform to come across every time it would come up for vote. Big pharma would lean in and pressure the lawmakers because they were getting dollars for their campaigns.
Okay. All right. I still don't make
Am I boring you now? I'm giving you an answer.
Yeah. Yeah, because
wanted?
Because no, it's not that, I want. It doesn't make sense because it is an answer that doesn't explain his behavior. But if I was to go deeper with this, that would be for political persuasions.
Okay. All right.
But it seems like he likes to, now I know this and you know this.
Yeah.
He likes to argue.
Yeah, he likes to engage.
He likes to engage.
Yeah.
And so that's, and you know, he likes to engage. When you tell him not to engage.
Of course.
When you tell him to stop engaging, he still likes to
engage. Contrarian.
It's like everybody in my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's that? Everybody in my life that I work with.
Who's taller, Todd Moore or Chris Frates?
Chris Frates.
But not by much, probably, because Todd is pretty tall.
Yeah.
That would be a fun contest for political persuasions, too.
Do you mean everybody you work with likes to argue? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because they're great at it. That's good. It'd be boring otherwise.
But you're good at it.
I'm not as great as you and Chad.
Oh, you're pretty good.
No.
Well, not as me. Chad and I, you know, I mean, if you put Chad and I in a room together, we'd come out in a paper bag and it'd be a bunch of bloody goo. I mean, it would.
No mercy with your arguments.
No.
I mean, it's just because when it starts, it's kind of like, it's not physical.
No.
Is like you take no prisoners. You
and
know?
You know, and that, you know, and you.
I worked with a guy that taught me how to do that. Anyway.
Yeah, well, Buzz isn't here anymore. but you brought it up
I
in
have
the
to
past.
Mow my lawn.
Is that my cats? I take them for a walk.
You Buzz.
But the thing you brought it up, it's a challenging aspect in marriage because we're all really good at arguing, and when the wife wants to pick a fight, sometimes you got to throttle it back because you'll end a marriage.
Oscar,
easily.
Yes,
I think this will be a boon for political persuasion.
It will be.
Yes, again.
I think we will have. You asked Todd Moore if he would like to come on, and he has one opportunity.
Yeah.
Next week's political persuasions.
All right.
Okay.
It's going to be because there might be a chance that we'll make sure that we're going to get it done. Yeah, we'll probably not miss one,
but Trump's best week ever.
Coming off Trump's best week ever.
May 17th, Thursday, May 17th.
That'll be, you know, and if so.
He's in San Fran right now, Todd is.
Okay, good. When he comes back, tell him he's invited. Put him on. He's wanted. He asked me in New Orleans.
Next
Thursday. He asked me in New Orleans if he wanted to come on. Excuse me. I don't run the entire operation. I work collaboratively and make sure it's okay with Mr. Frates.
All right, I'll let you
Frates
deal with
is fine
I'm
with
not
it.
Doing that. That's enough. That's enough work.
What? What? I thought you talked to him.
Rob will do it. I talk
Rob,
to Frates
you do
enough.
It. Make sure
I will
it's
text
okay
Frates,
with Frates.
Yes, I will. And right. He'll say, okay, buddy. Hey, man.
All right. Did I just ask Todd to come on Political Persuasion?
Yeah.
Yes, you almost demanded it.
I got a bad headache.
You need some ibuprofen.
You blacked out.
Bad headache. He's going to be
Trump's having a good week. You're stroking out.
Yeah, I don't
get the paddles.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, help me.
Get
help
the
me.
Paddles and the ibuprofen.
Yeah.
We will take a break. When we come back, I'd like to ask a medical question about my dog.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Who's planning on flying soon. And I want to ask you boys what you think, because I'll open it up to our listening audience who can't communicate with us because they don't pick up that phone except on Wednesday.
That's okay, though.
We'll take a break, and we'll come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. To rock
and roll. It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frates with Political Persuasions. This
Hi.
Week, Mike and I talk about Trump bringing home the Americans held captive by North Korea.
See?
Congressional polls, they are a tightening. And Bomb 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 Iran is back on the charts.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
A broadcast journalist wants to be a DJ, a software developer wants to be a political pundit. You got a talk show host, shock jock, that wants to do a political show. What's wrong with the world? Can anybody just be happy with what they do, for God's
sake?
Got
a shock jock who's talking politics, but then has to do Jackie Mason. It's a funny world.
Yeah, I do Jackie Mason on the show this week. Thank you. Welcome back. And by the way, it was not Benjamin Netanyahu.
No, it wasn't.
Sheldon Adelson. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. With interest rates on the rise, now is the time to refinance your home so you can take cash out and pay off debt before rates go even higher. It makes sense, but it's not an easy process. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're dead in the water. But you don't need to be an expert, because Cornerstone First Financial has all the expertise you need. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, all you need is Cornerstone First. They know exactly what to do, so even if you don't, you'll still be okay. Cornerstone First Financial is here to help. They can figure out your best financial moves and get them done for you so you save money. I promise you, they will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. You really need to act now. The longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait! Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and they are our neighbors, and we appreciate them supporting the show. I would appreciate our listeners appreciating them.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been doing it so far. We want you to do it even more, and we love that relationship. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. In 1 week's time, I will be making a pilgrimage up north, and there are a few things at play here. Because of Beluga, our pug's advanced age, I don't know exactly how old he is in dog years, nor do I even know how old he is in regular
years.
Isn't
it about 12?
12 sounds right.
Which would mean roughly 84.
84.
And he has he's had a pampered life.
Yes.
He's had a beyond pampered life.
His feet
He is carried to bed every
evening. His feet.
He's capable of walking, by the way.
He's got the feet of a prince.
Yeah, he does.
And he
feet.
Yeah.
And his untrimmed nails clacking on the laminate floor because I can't afford real tile or hardwood. And so he is carried into the boudoir every night. And and sometimes
do you lift
he
with
sleeps
your knees?
In the marital bed.
Huh? Do you lift with your knees when you pick him up?
I don't pick him up.
This is a rude question. What's the difference in sound between a tile and laminate or real wood and laminate floor?
Probably nothing. Probably exactly the same.
I think you get a sharper click sound on a laminate because there's no give to it. Wood has a little bit of give.
Yeah. So it's more bass to it?
No, more
and
sharp.
By the way,
click.
Know. Oh, okay. All I know is that's the kind of floor I have.
Okay.
Laminate's come a long way, Mike.
It's manufactured wood.
Long way.
It's supposed to be more durable.
Not the laminate we grew up with.
No.
That's not the laminate.
No,
that's right,
it doesn't come in a roll anymore.
Yeah, and it was not that significant an expense. So we made the choice
for
durability.
No expense was spared.
Spared no expense.
Jurassic Mike.
Yeah. So the dog.
Laminate everywhere.
The dog is, been with us a long time. I picked the dog out at a puppy mill. No, I'm sorry. At a house off the side of Route 40 in New Jersey, where a wooden sign was out in front of the house that said AKC Puppies. And in the back, in a kiddie pool, they had the mama with all the little puppies. And the kiddie pool was used in an empty kiddie pool with like straw down for the little puppies. And Beluga came up to us and I said, how about this little black pug? And Carlos said, oh, my God. And I don't know what I was thinking, but it was early in our relationship.
You're in a haze coming back from AC.
That's right.
Yeah, we lost.
Yeah.
We lost. Shocker. We lost terribly. And
you doubled down and lost again.
Yeah, lost again, picked out Blue. Beluga became a one-person dog, became enamored of my wife. And
on the way home, one less bet on black.
Yeah,
literally.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a black dog.
We didn't have any money to buy the dog. We had to get the movie, the money wired or something like that. I remember that.
Really?
And yeah.
That was a long time ago. I don't even think they wire money anymore.
I don't know what it was. We went up to a Wawa and got the money somehow.
Money
like
order.
From Carla's coworker, Joey, or something like that. And that's, I mean, I didn't have a nickel that I could access.
That's really embarrassing.
My bank account had said, no, you'll take everything you have.
That's
and
right.
So I didn't do
you're
that.
You're locked out, Mike.
I'm not gambling. I'm buying a dog. Give me my money.
We would have been fine. We would have been fine if I woke up on Sunday and or Saturday, whichever day it was, and simply got in the car and drove home. But no, Daddy did one of his
one more
one of his MJ moves, his morning junket, And that didn't work out. And by the way, they know that. The cameras see the, okay, there's the addictive one. Yeah, it's 9:30 in the morning.
He's up early.
Take everything. Don't gamble in the morning.
No, well, it's the saddest.
The Spruce Goose is on the move.
It's sad when you gamble in the morning because you will always encounter the guy in a rumpled suit that's been there all night. Yeah. And he's.
You want to make money? Gamble between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Yes.
Guaranteed
winning.
Otherwise,
the fun times.
Yeah.
That's when they want the bells to go off.
They want everybody to see everybody winning.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And then somebody said, that's not true. Shut up.
They do.
But anyway, Beluga, because Carla is concerned that if we left Beluga behind, like we did last year with our babysitter down here, Carmen, who is part of our family now.
Yes.
She is concerned that with the amount of time we are going to be up north, that Beluga may not be there when she comes back.
And you know what? The separation issues would probably expedite that.
Well, he was separated last year and he did fine.
Yeah, but that was a year ago.
Do you think he knows when everybody's gone? They probably get used to it after a while, right?
When Carla leaves the house, this is a true story. When Carla leaves the house, he walks over to the door and looks out the window.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does.
And every time
how can you look out a window if it's a door? Because there's glass on either side, ass. Okay, for the specific people that are out there, that's the way. It's like that. That's the way the door is set up. Because I live in a fucking mansion. All right.
I don't know.
My parents have that type of door. They're nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very. They're striking, really.
Spare no expense.
Striking, really.
Now, so, when she comes home,
oh God, what?
I don't know how excited Beluga can get.
He doesn't get excited.
Okay, you see, because every time.
He's not capable of showing excitement or even wagging his tail that much.
Anymore. Wow. Well, that's good.
He's
just tired. He's blind. He's deaf. And he pads around the house. And when I take him outside to take a dump, he has one moment a day of energy because he waits for the door to open to come back in. He doesn't want to be outside.
What about this play, Mike? And this is probably the most humane thing I'm going to tell you about Beluga, and maybe in years.
This is going to be good.
If his quality of life is what you say it is now, mm-hmm. like he can't even go to the restroom correctly.
Mm-hmm. No, he can go. He can go. He occasionally drops a dollop in the house, but he still is
outside,
able to go outside
it's not
and poop
solid.
Outside.
It's dollops. He's making trails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His eyes are foggy.
His eyes are foggy.
He can't jump up on the bed.
His short-term memory is shot.
He can't really exercise. Maybe can't it's time. Hear. Yeah, and maybe it's time for him to, take that rainbow to the other side of Happy Land. And
why are you applauding, Pony?
On the
why
way
are you applauding,
so great.
Matt? You miserable.
This is so
that's
amazing.
So great.
How he's
I think the reason
around this.
I think the reason he's applauding is the phrase. It's time to take the rainbow to the other side of Happy Land. Which, if I heard a person say that, I would put them down.
Carla, that's Oscar.
That's right. I say, let the dog live.
That way, you have made arrangements, right?
We're going in a week. We're not there. This ain't going to happen. This is not going to happen in a week.
The rainbow calls all times of the year. You can actually go in and
the rainbow is calling.
The rainbow may call, but the rainbow is going to be stopped by the giant rolling puppy carrier that I saw in the back of my car yesterday. The brand new, God knows how much that cost.
No.
Where we're going to transport that black loaf of bread through Southwest Regional Airport to get. It's just that's where we are. So he's coming. The question: can I get my question out?
Yes.
We got to take a break here. Do to drug or not to drug? Because we think he's going to be stressed out.
Yes.
Drug him?
Yes.
Diazepam, you can give him a little piece of that. It's a muscle relaxer.
Half a Benadryl?
That would work.
No, we're not going to wing it. With Dr. Nix, we're not going to wing it. We're going to get the proper medication from a vet.
It's a ratio. I would say give him 10% of the pill, and he'll be like...
Yeah. What you need to do is set up his attacks, like Elvis used to have. Three envelopes.
Okay.
Well, Beluga, because of Beluga's weight, Beluga will not be riding up in the passenger compartment.
Down below.
Oh, in the hold?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can put him out.
What's that look? Why are you giving
me I'm thinking that if
there's
you're
less oxygen down there.
Rob gave me the grab the collar. Yee.
Well, I mean, it's
traumatizing.
It's traumatizing. It's going to be very cold.
It is.
Very cold.
It is. Put a blanket in that kennel.
Yeah. By the way, have you done the great joke that I would as soon as the pet carrier came in? Is go to your son, Michael, and say, hey, look, you ready to go to Maine? Got your ride.
There we go. And Frankie gets to ride up between us.
Because he's little, right?
If he passes, be prepared to ask for a voucher for no less than $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? If he does, I'm going to be in big trouble. If
United probably has a policy.
A great plan, Mike. A great plan is important.
All I wanted to ask of you two monsters was, should I drug him? Do you think that's
I
a good
think
play?
Yes. I think you absolutely should.
Pony, you concur?
I think you should drug him very carefully.
I'm on Wiki now.
We're
going to
go through a vet.
Okay.
Oh, then so he's going to give him
Valium.
Diazepam would work. Okay. They're telling you to do that. You can rub alcohol on his gums. That should put him out for at least an hour.
No, that's for a kid that's teething.
If you want to calm your dog without medication.
Are you talking about a baby or are you talking about
a dog? I'm on WikiHow. Drug your dog.
Why did you make it sound like it was a baby? That's a kid. Maybe the way you raised your kids. Well, rub alcohol on its gum.
That was
the Spiwax are going to Disneyland. Get the gin to rub on Julia's gums.
That was a 1940s and 30s cure for teething. We never did.
And 80s.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
My parents did. Mm-hmm. They did it to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how my parents did it, and I'm older than you are. Yeah. And I was teething. My mother put half of my orange juice was scotch.
Scotch.
And as soon as you can't get on the airplane. He said, listen, I think I made a little present in my diaper. You're going to have to fix it.
Who's going to change my diaper this time around?
I don't understand.
Hey, Dad, Mr. Big Shot. Hey, Mr. Big Shot, what do you check out? Oh, God, I just spit up on my bib.
Now, I have a question about airline policy.
Yes.
Is Beluga actually going to come out on the conveyor belt and go around in the circle?
I don't think so.
Because he's down there with all the other luggage, right?
I haven't concluded 100% whether he's riding in the hold or not. He may be on the plane with us.
Okay.
Because I think he can fit under the seat.
Frankie can. Not Beluga.
Frankie definitely can, but yeah. I don't know about it. But we'll find out.
It's 20 pounds.
Carlos spared many no pounds? Expense.
How many pounds is Beluga?
300 pounds. We have to take a break. All right,
300-pound pug.
He's triple digits. Anyway, we'll take a
Only
break.
Only one and, carrier, sir. No, this is my dog.
We'll come back in a minute here, and let's talk about Beluga. Pony. Pony's World. Can we talk about Pony's World?
Yeah, I'd love that. That'd be good.
Find out everything's going. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Big or small, tall or skinny, it doesn't matter one little bit because you're playing one of the greatest rock and roll songs in the history of music, Dire Straits. Hit it, boys! That's right, Power 105, WAVA. Hope you're having a fantastic day. That's right, I bet Justify in a trifecta and won $13.
Good energy.
Yeah, we're not that good on the horse, but that's okay.
There's always the Preakness, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're going, don't forget to see the Power Porsche on display next to the WAVA. Man, we'll see you there.
Yeah, I cussed.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
The van.
Because 5 hours a week, sticker van. Ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, you got to do it right. So listen up. This is really important to us.
It is.
We tell you every day there's a reason for that. You have to understand that we are trying to feed our families here, and we would love you to shop Amazon and do the link at the top of the TMOS website. Super easy. That'll guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Every household should have a pair of binoculars. You might need them for bird watching, for anything. It's just good to have them. Yeah. Peeping on your neighbors. This is the official model of binocular that I use when I announce girls lacrosse at Tuscarora High School.
When you're peeping.
Yes. Mm. These are the compact binoculars, Scotty 10 by 20 foot, waterproof binoculars. And here's the great
What's
thing.
What's the brand name again?
Scotty. S-G-O-D-D-E. Scotty. Scotty.
S-G. Scotty.
But they're $25. They are fantastic. And they have the widest field of vision. You can see the whole field For under $30, you can get a great set of binoculars, and then you'll have them. Last you the rest of your life. Come with a case, strap, the whole deal. You'd love them.
Scott D. Amazon really does have everything. You can find that and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. Get to clicking, you Amazonians, and we thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Pony, how is it? How goes everything in your life? I want to know. I don't know enough. The last time we really featured you on the show, it was probably one of the worst times in my broadcast career. But that's okay.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
survived that. I still linger. There are lingering haters on me. I say lick it to those people.
Lick it.
We have on moved a sweaty past day. That. The last time you were really
lick it on a sweaty day, Mike.
Lick it on a sweaty day. Last time you were spotlighted was the whole Japan debacle.
Yeah.
You've moved. By the way, I think listeners would probably like an update as to where that all shook loose.
I have
what
a guess.
Happened with that?
Well,
okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Stop. I didn't realize Oscar was not in the know about this. So, Oscar, you don't know where it
I
stands
am.
Now?
I'm going to guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Nothing's changed.
You're right. Nothing really has changed. I was able to basically secure some of the funding, but not all of it. But really, it was kind of a bust. And again, you know, this was all my fault. And again, I apologize for that whole incident.
You don't need this. That's not why we're here.
But securing some of the funding is actually an update.
Yes. I mean, it was, I was able to get back a little bit.
Well, that's some anyway, because we did go after this fly-by-night organization for a long time.
What our concern
can
is.
Can we say what get back a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Can we fill in like the get
back?
Remember,
the whole point was not to be, we wanted to be, the whole point of telling everybody what happened is to be clear with our listeners.
Yeah, so, Pony couldn't go to Japan. Yeah. Because the meds situation was bad for him, and then you tried to what was the advice from the powers that be that arranged this trip? What did they give you any guidance about what to do? What you're going to do with the funds that you got? Are you going to put it in a trap? I don't. When you say got back, you mean got back money?
Well, I was able to. There was some. Like spending money that was included in this trip, and I was able to track down like all of that stuff. I wasn't able to get back the flight dollars because that was something
they're
that
not
I just
gonna
couldn't.
Be able
they're
to be reimbursed.
What about the hotel?
So you can't get that.
The hotel was part of the travel company's package.
Okay, so you weren't able to get anything back.
Yeah, yeah, like they wouldn't refund any of that stuff.
Okay, so the update is nothing happened.
It pretty much, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
But there was a cash amount that was off that. But that.
Let me clarify, no. Mike. I know what's going. I want to clarify what again. No need to get upset, and we can move.
I'm
past
not getting upset. I'm not getting
we can
upset.
Move past.
I'm
right.
Getting upset.
Is it? Was there a money okay, a fund
can
set
I,
up
can
for
I,
the
can
list?
Can I clarify to you?
Know. I'm getting a headache.
They gave Pony cash.
Yes.
To spend on the trip that was never given to the travel agency.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So by get That's... back, he never even had to get it back because he had it. So that money does not count.
So
we're
what,
talking
they
about
gave
the
you,
travel agency dollars.
Did you get that money before the trip started?
Yes. It never went away. So there was no getting back anything.
Well but
then what's going on?
I figured out where it was. I worked out where it was and what happened.
Where what
really
was?
there isn't, like I said, there hasn't been much that has changed.
I'm trying to be nice.
Yes.
Be nice.
Where what was?
Where that money was. It was, there was some spending money that SDM said was coming my way before the trip.
Okay, so my question you just said yes to was, did you get money before the trip? And you said yes, but no, you didn't. So you never received any money before the trip.
Well, it was
technically
like,
you did.
Technically, it was like right before the trip.
So, but you got the money.
Poorly worded.
Okay, so again, you have to understand his frustration because what you just said
it.
Made
I get
no
it.
Sense.
I get it. And really,
what about,
I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, what about just saying, look, guys, I effed up. Rob and I weren't able to get anything back from the travel agency.
This was not designed to be a point of view.
Yeah.
So the money got into your hands before the trip.
Correct. Like right before the trip. And
that was, and was it the money that had been allotted for your spending money over in Japan?
Yes. And everybody told him to keep it. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Everybody told him to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what happened?
Exactly. And it came in through PayPal.
You're a good guy, and you need the money, and you can use the money more than most. And I think that's a good thing. And I don't think I wouldn't feel guilty about doing that.
What was confusing was
I'm behind that, because you know what? I certainly learned my list lesson that the listeners want you to have that.
Yes.
And if there's one thing, the overwhelming majority of people that provided you with that want you to have it, and I wouldn't mess with that at all. I just didn't know with that. That was a long way to go.
Yeah,
to
it was
out.
Poorly worded on my part.
Very confusing. Yeah,
like a trip to Japan, there was a communication breakdown.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you got that at least, and that's
so. But you didn't get anything back from the travel agents.
No, anything out of them.
Yeah, we tried to do anything. Yeah. I would have thought that maybe they would have been able to reimburse the hotels, because the hotels can be resold, and by the way, so can airline tickets.
Of course,
not with one day.
No, not with 24 hours.
That doesn't work. So
that
any...
was more painful than I thought it was going to be, Mike.
Yeah,
it always is.
Yeah. The whole discussion.
Yeah, if you go back, for those sleuths out there, if everything's were being harsh, go back and listen to his explanation.
Yeah.
And then wonder what
we're... No, I deserve
like,
that.
Like,
I deserve
he had,
that.
Like, he had to track something down.
Let's re-edit this show like Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
So it's out of order, and like, then we'll understand.
Like, SDM was holding something from you, and you had to
but that's
fight
the way
it for
he,
him.
Carmen Sandiego.
Pony, you know, we've discussed it. You communicate defensively.
Yeah.
You're this always is true. Trying
really
not to
awkward.
Screw up. So the money, as far as that, you have that, it's your decision what you do. I'm not going to ask about that. Mm-hmm. How's everything else? That you in advance of this trip, you quit smoking, which is a really,
this
really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you yesterday, and you said you have continued to, stay off the smokes.
Mm-hmm.
How has that changed your life? And that's really the reason I put you on the list today. How has that changed everything about you? Is your life gotten better since you quit smoking?
I would say in many ways it has. There's something that I've kind of learned over the journey of quitting, especially when you're quitting from being a heavy smoker, is that there is a lot of depression that comes along with this.
I bet.
You find that...
With the quitting.
With the quitting, after you're off of like all the nicotine replacement, like the patch and the gum, and you have no more nicotine coming into your system... Your brain has been wired to a certain like level of sensitivity and energy. And if you don't have that nicotine coming into your system, you don't have that sensitivity. And it takes more and more to get you going and give you energy.
So
and,
have you done research on this as to what you can do to compensate for that stage of it, to move on? Because I will tell you
a little bit.
Living as a kid with my mom when she was in her, I think, late 40s, early 50s, and she quit. I remember it was craziness. It was nuts. And anybody that's lived with a person quitting smoking, it's very tough. And it doesn't happen to as many people, thank God, because less people smoke. But have you compensated for that? Obviously, you've read about it. I mean, what are you doing to deal with that?
Well, to deal with that, it's, you know, a little bit more caffeine, you know, have my tea or coffee or something with me. And that helps. But really, just knowing that it's only like 3 months or so that you have to deal with that is enough to help me kind of get through it. And besides that, other than that, you just have to kind of recognize when it's getting to you.
Two questions. Do you do you noticeably feel any depression, or do you just read about it and you sort of sense it?
I noticeably feel it. I feel like I'm just more irritable a little bit. And
that's good for the show, though. That's really good.
And I'll
works for me.
Yeah, I get a little bit more frustrated and annoyed with things. But
the follow-up is that in the morning, since you have quit, you have been happier, more outgoing, and more just, you know, jovial
and
mood.
And think who really wins here. Miracle is your sugar glider still alive.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nope. And that's weird because Miracle is still smoking.
No. I was going in the opposite direction where has her cigarette wounds healed?
I don't think she ever
Peter
had any
lung damage.
Cigarette wounds.
No,
her COPD.
No, he would get upset and be like, "Why are you still here looking at me?" And he'd put out cigarettes on her.
Yeah. No, he would not. That's
he would,
terrible.
Like Judd
that
Nelson in The Breakfast Club.
That is not.
That was role playing.
Oh, that's God. Not a belly button.
Yeah, it's Judd Nelson. Oh,
you go into his apartment, it smelled like a pork roast.
How is everything else? Is there anything good? I mean, that's nice. You talk about depression. Is there anything positive that's been happening?
Yeah, there is. I mean, you feel like you're accomplishing something.
Stop it.
Sorry.
You feel like you're accomplishing something, and I feel like I've done something that, you know, my dad couldn't couldn't beat this one demon. This is the one thing that he couldn't do, but he quit drinking. And that was amazing. And I feel like in a way I'm kind of...
That's the second demon my dad could
beat.
My dad didn't need to beat that demon, though. The whole O'Mara family couldn't beat their demons.
Textbooks call it the O'Mara demon. Yeah.
By the way, I used to come down to the family house up in Maine, and it would be my uncle, my aunt, my father, all around a table. And this is what I would hear like when I got to the top of the street. Never any laughter.
No.
Let me move on.
All the windows
open. It's my impression of the sound coming out of my house in Maine. That was it.
I'm happy that we've had a chance to see your house in Maine.
Yeah.
Your family.
Because it helps me envision it.
Yeah, the room I'm talking
about. Picture walking down the hill and then hearing that coming.
Yeah. If I got home early enough, and I didn't stay away, it wasn't a horrible situation. It was especially the older I got, I would plop on down, and some of the kids were encouraged to participate, and it was a blast. But most of my life, it was just coming, hey, how you doing? Going to bed, and then find the sneaked Playboy magazine
that was from
one of my cousin's rooms. So, are you doing? How are you?
I'm doing well. I feel like I'm doing well. I'm proud that I've been able to accomplish this, and there are, it has its ups and downs, and I'm overall proud of myself, and I'm happy in general in life.
I won't ask if it gets easier every day because I think that's too small an increment. But if you think of like last week, like last Friday, are you better now than you were last Friday?
Marginally.
So you do see improvements.
Yeah, and it takes about 3 or 4 months for that kind of depression to go away, basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Then it'll get... Yeah. And how about the LUVLIFE?
Yeah. Yes.
Where are we with that?
Oh, that's not going anywhere yet. I'm still dealing with this.
Is it because Backpage got... horn down by the federal government?
That is.
No. I thought that was a lady and a nickname.
Backpage. That's where he would usually get, his companionship.
Terrible. And have you, you're still having an adult beverage once in a while, correct?
Oh, yeah, every night. Yeah,
so every night?
Every night?
Yeah,
of course.
He's got a problem.
In the evening.
But no, I don't think he's got a
4 o'clock.
That's not a problem. No, 5.
If I call after 4, it's like, huh?
It's 5.
No. I think.
5 o'clock. Does that make it better?
I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
You drink like my folks do, right? Like you have, how many do you have a night?
Oh, I'll have one martini. I'll make it at 5 and I'll sip it till like 9. So I'm not drinking a huge volume.
See, that's perfect. That,
he's
if
a
you
little guy,
have that,
though. Look at him.
But it doesn't matter. It's still the right way to do it.
But the martini is 15
have
ounces.
Have you tried to communicate at 8 o'clock with him?
Yeah.
Let me figure out.
Well, that has more to do with
all I know,
my medicine.
I'll wait. I'll drink once
medicine.
A month.
I'm worn off by
that. I'll drink once a month, and I'll drink so much that one of my buddies has to take me home on a golf cart. Okay?
What we need find is something in the middle.
In a golf cart.
If I could sit there and have two cocktails, and I do occasionally.
Right.
But most often, really, if you're talking about my style, I don't touch the stuff unless I'm really touching the stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not a good way to be, but it's the only way I know. You know, life in the fast lane.
Mike drinks the way most people watch season one of Stranger Things.
That's it. That's it. And next week we can talk about The Handmaid's Tale because I'll try to watch the 4th episode.
I know you're displeased.
Oh, extremely so. I don't want to see 2 hours of Elizabeth Moss's face
hot
in close-up. What is the deal? No, my cousin isn't featured this year. None of the other actors are featured. It's all her alone in a warehouse with super close-ups. Mm-hmm. It's like, give me a break.
Easy to shoot. Get Elizabeth Moss in the warehouse.
She's watching Friends DVDs.
Yeah, it's the sophomore suck. Mm-hmm. The sophomore. Yeah, watch it. What do you think? I think it sucks this year, Pony, don't you?
Episode 1 killed it. I thought Aunt Lydia was amazing. She was better than ever. And then episode 2, I watched episode 2 yesterday, and it's all about the colonies, which is just digging dirt and putting it in a bag.
So depressing.
They're not.
And yes, it's supposed
to be
a dystopian universe where things are depressing. But
I've got a pick to click, maybe a palate cleanser.
What's that?
Okay,
I just got in, and I know I'm late to this, so if you're late to it too, that's fine. Atlanta.
I've heard it's
the first
great.
Season of Atlanta is available now
it, Rob.
On demand.
Like it.
it's It really is good, and it's thought-provoking, but it's also effing funny. Like, it is funny.
Well, the guy, Lucas Glover, is...
Donald Glover? Yes.
Yeah, he's in the Han Solo movie. He plays Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
He's having a pretty good
also
year.
Also known as the Childish Gambino.
How many years? 3 years Atlanta's been out? Is that it?
This would be the second season that's out, so almost 3 years. And what I didn't know, because it's written so well and Donald Glover produces it, is that Donald Glover got his start, like he went to NYU, and then at 23, he was hired by Tina Fey to be a writer on Community. The way that he writes and actually lays out his story, like, it's so much fun, and it's so thought-provoking.
There's a sister show to that that's on a net. It's kind of a ripoff. It came in after Atlanta, but yes. It's not about African-Americans. It's about, it's about white guy golfers. It's called Augusta.
Oh, I bet that's good.
It's very similar plot lines, but guys wearing like cardigan sweaters. That's it. Augusta is on Hulu.
That's the Omar and him coming out.
And also, if you're looking for something to look at this weekend, Netflix has rebooted the most recent season of Arrested Development. What they did when they released it, each episode focused on one character, so it was very different than the regular show. They went back and literally re-edited all the plot lines together. So it's like 15 new episodes.
Oh, wow.
That are really, really cool. If you like Arrested Development and you're getting ready for season 5, this is a must watch.
Very good. There are our TV recommendations. Mm-hmm. And my last one, the positive one, would be, is it Killing Eve? Is that?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Killing Eve with Sandra Oh. Fantastic.
It's not as good as Augusta.
No, Augusta's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. You know? I relate.
Oh, I mean, when they get attacked by the Three Woods, it'll kill you. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. Oscar's take, right?
Oscar's take.
Guests appearing on today's TMOS will receive none of the following. A bag of 2,000 pennies. A hand-colored picture by Jimmy Cerrito. The new cookbook, Kitchen Tips and Tricks with Tripp. Favorites from the Affleck Family Farm. And a year's supply of pet excrement from the driveway of a Mar-a-Lago Estates. Instead, just like you, they have a chance to do all of their Amazon shopping through the portal at the top of MikeOmaraShow.com. And they can buy a year's subscription to the TMOS bonus show package. Don't be a tick and get that extra hour of comedy for just pennies a show at MikeOmaraShow.com. And now back to more mirth and whimsy. Here's Mike.
God, he's got it. Lovely.
I love
Jim Amato. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Pro Flowers. We all know that Mother's Day is coming up, but doesn't mom deserve more than just one day? Damn right she does. Well, when you send her Pro Flowers for Mother's Day, she is guaranteed to have at least 7 days of fresh, beautiful flowers. The ones I sent to Mrs. O'Mara lasted and lasted and lasted, and they are still in the house. And I can't tell you how many days ago, but it was well over 7 days, and they still hang in there. Right now, our listeners can send 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Just use the promo code TMOS. With fresh flowers and guaranteed delivery plus unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need for perfect Mother's Days. It's absolutely the best. The best way to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms in your life. Just choose the delivery date you want and it's guaranteed. You can even, can they still do it for Mother's Day? Can they get her done?
Mm-hmm.
Watch out. Mother's Day is this Sunday, the day after tomorrow. Don't forget to show mom how much she means to you. Send her 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. And now... it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you is only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not reset. Excuse me. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
So here's the question, Oscar. If you could eat any food every day without suffering the consequences, what would it be? Here are the 10 most common answers people gave in a new survey. And you are, because it is Oscar's take,
Oscar's
only you,
take.
Oscar, only you will be able to comment on every one of them. I will go 10 to 1. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Chips at number 10.
No.
Cake at number 9.
No.
Eight is donuts.
No, I had a bad incident on the way back from Florida.
Number seven.
I remember. Yeah,
he went into diabetic shock when we gave him the
He was cute, though, the way he curled up.
Number seven, French fries.
Oh, I was known as a fry guy as a kid. I could probably sustain myself my entire life. I'm working on, you know what? I'm lying because I went to McDonald's yesterday. Got a large, number one. Mm-hmm. And those large fries, man, I could go back and get some more. Fries are great, but they can't sustain you. After a while, the salt and pepper taste starts burning your tongue.
So far, there's nothing pepper? That's jumping off the page at
now,
you, though.
Now, by the way, quick sidebar, Mike. I know this is the Oscar's take. That Diego
Oscarazzi.
All this food is reminding me that he's a guy that gets the munchies all the time.
Yeah.
And it's his birthday today. So happy birthday to Adrian Garcia. Ooh.
Yay.
Oh, it's Diego's birthday
today?
Yes. Oh. Number six, carb-heavy stuff like pasta or bread.
No, you'd sleep all the time. Never. Never.
Number five, seriously, is it really?
It really is.
His birthday today? Oh, let me just say, number five is chocolate.
Chocolate would hurt my esophagus. Can't do it.
Sidebar. You said in the setup.
You're
no
doing a sidebar too? I want to do sidebar. Sidebar. Happy birthday, Diego.
You said no consequences. So your esophagus would allow you to eat it in this
I'm not
world.
A big chocolate fan.
Okay. All right.
So far, we've gotten through five items on the list. Nothing's all right. Meanwhile, Rob Spiewak has to stay seated. number four is Mexican food.
The food of his people.
This is how you win, Mike, because Mexican food could be a chimichanga. It could be it could be tortilla chips and salsa.
Enchilada.
Right now, Mexican food, because of the sheer options that you couldn't get bored on, right? You have different options for the day. I think I could definitely win.
Yes. Mm. And Mexican Coke.
Number three, ice cream.
Ooh. No, ice cream has no nutrients. Can't do it.
Wow, you're a healthy guy. Number two, burgers.
Yes, burgers, especially if you've got an Angus beef burger, not the one from, or Kobe steak at a fine burger joint.
Where's Kobe's? Oh, you mean like a regular, like a restaurant burger?
Restaurant burger.
All right. And number one, pizza.
I had pizza last night. Domino's.
Yeah.
You did.
Domino's delivers.
Would that be as important to you as burgers?
You know, it's the human touch, Mike, not just the food. When you talk to the delivery man and he recognizes you, as he says to, he told me last night, he said, "Oh, you haven't ordered in a while." I said, "I don't know if that's a good thing, but I'm flattered that you remember me, sir."
He knows you.
Yeah.
He was lying about the ice cream because your go-to is that Baskin Robbins Jamocha chip.
It is. That's when ex-girlfriends cheat on me with professional wrestlers.
Yeah, but it happens.
Yeah, that doesn't happen all the time.
You never have to brown your sorrows in cream. The survey was done for some made-up holiday called National Eat What You Want Day, which is today. So if you're salivating after that list.
Mexican food gets you as many options as possible.
That's right.
Sounds like Mexican food was his number one. Oscar, since Mother's Day is on Sunday, here's how seven other countries from around the world celebrate it. We'll open this up to everybody.
Okay.
I got the seven countries that celebrate it this way. Number seven, France. Mother's Day takes place on the last Sunday in May or the first Sunday in June, and the French often celebrate with flowers and flowered-shaped cakes. That's pretty standard.
We will not really decide when it is until it has come upon us. Maybe June, maybe May.
Also, a flowered-shaped cake.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of work.
But so pretty. So pretty.
Send them Sherry's Berries. Use the code TMOS.
La Berry de Sherry.
Sweden celebrates the last Sunday in May, and it's similar to the U.S. version. Breakfast in bed, homemade cards. Swedish Red Cross also collects money by selling red plastic flowers to help mothers and children in need.
That's nice.
Can I ask you guys a question about Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Or Father's Day? Mm-hmm. When you get a handmade card, when does it stop being cute and you realize your kid's just cheap?
Probably 13.
Okay.
I'd say even younger than that. I'd say 10.
10? Yeah. In the Spiewak household. Oh, what a lovely homemade card. Get to the Hallmark store!
I actually was reminded by Carrie this week that it was about 2 years ago that Robert signed his Mother's Day card, Happy Birthday, because he was in such a hurry that he didn't even get into the zone of Mother's Day. Beautiful flowered Mother's Day card. Happy birthday, Mom!
In Thailand, Mother's Day is celebrated on August 12th, which is the birthday of Sirikit, the Queen Mother of Thailand. They celebrate with parades and other festivities.
Out of school, Siri Cruz.
Ethiopia celebrates by with a three-day festival called Antrosht. Antrosht.
Oh, Antrosht.
Sorry about that. I made it like a space age word. Antrosht. I'm sorry.
Say that.
Which is usually held in the fall. Antrosht celebrates typically involves singing. They're all.
Sounds messy, Mike.
Yeah.
Mother's Day in Mexico always takes place on May 10th. Lots of cities basically shut down as
Dia
people take
de
their moms
madre.
Out to eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything big in Bolivia?
I've been in Mexico City, though, for Mother's Day with my mom.
Really? Actually, it's a big deal.
If you think that we do Mother's Day big here, they shut down. It's a federal holiday.
It's what it says right here. They shut down. Brunches, lunches last 5 hours for mom. In Great Britain, it's known as Mothering Sunday, and it takes place on the full Sunday of Lent because its origin has ties to Christianity. One traditional Mothering Sunday food is simnel cake, which is a light fruitcake made with marzipan.
Ah, there for Mothering Day?
Mothering.
Yes, Mothering Day.
Mothering in.
Soup.
Mothering in.
And Pony, in Japan, Mother's Day didn't become popular until after World War II. Mm. It's celebrated on the second Sunday in May, and people typically give their mothers red or pink carnations, which symbolize sweetness and purity.
They probably established the holiday to distract from the fact they lost the war.
Okay, you're listening to Rob's take. I'm sorry, Oscar's take. Here we go.
Rob's take.
Oscar, this is near and dear to my heart. Boston pitcher David Price has been terrible over his last few starts, and earlier this week he was diagnosed with carpal tunnel. There are a lot of things that can cause it, but there's been talk that it could have been caused by video games.
Yeah.
Because everyone on the team is obsessed with Fortnite. You know that one?
Yeah, I know
it's
Fortnite.
It's Robert's game.
Red Sox manager isn't buying it. He says he talked, but David doesn't think so either. But he's going to stop playing at the ballpark with the multi-million-dollar pitcher. What's your take on this?
A couple things. If you're a pitcher, you work with your hands, and it's really mind and body control, right?
Sure.
As psychology, the stress that's put on a ball player in general is nothing like we've all felt. A pitcher, especially, right? When you think about how you work your day-to-day, and this is from like a performance coach, you have to get as much stress out of your life in your real life
right
than your professional life. That goes with family, that goes with emotions, that also goes with games. Those games are so immersive, and I'll tell you this, like I get an adrenaline.
Are you saying they cause stress?
They cause stress because you're in a battle that you're fighting out of your computer. And
so
it's,
a professional athlete should not be
adding that stress.
No, I like that.
Should not
answer.
Be adding that stress.
He can't be flying around in a school bus with a hot air balloon
on
it.
But when you're trying to survive and beat the game, that's only how they get dropped off. Then you're fighting.
You know what? There is a lot of very dandy things. It's a very violent game, but then there's a lot of rainbows and school buses and hot air balloons. It's peculiar, this game, Fortnite.
All right, so you're saying no for athletes.
No, don't add it to yourself. And don't make fun of carpal tunnel. Todd actually had it years ago, and I made fun of it because I didn't understand it. And then he told me that it was debilitating.
That's good. All right. I like that take. That's Oscar. You listen to Oscar's take. Oscar.
And Todd gained a lot when he was younger. A lot.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, we'll have him on Political Persuasions. Maybe we can talk about it. Yeah.
Hey.
This is the final on Oscar's take. Oscar's take. Glitter butts have been dubbed the newest summer trend, and while it will most definitely add some sparkle to your life, the risque look isn't for the faint of heart or for those interested in sitting down. Sequins and glitter have become synonymous with music festival season, and people are getting very creative when it comes to how they are adorning themselves with it. Last year, festival goers started doing away with their crop tops and bikinis and opted to cover their chests in glitter and jewels. What is known as glitter boobs or disco tees has paved the way for this year's glitter butts, a festival look that is far more dramatic whether you opt to play it safe or wear a thong and go completely underwear free. The look involves layering glitter, sequins, and even jeweled embellishments on your butt so your bottom is completely covered. What say you, Oscar Santana?
I took a deep dive into this on Wednesday, Mike, when the story broke, and I said, "Well, let's look at what the gals are doing these days, right?"
Yeah.
And for those of you not in the know, you probably saw this in, I would say, the mid-2000s, where you could actually bejewel your cell phones.
Yes.
Yes.
The adhesive and the technology has come such a long way. Now you can bejewel your bodies, right?
Yes.
And this isn't the type of like a freak fest that you see in Key West, where you just have people naked and topless and nipples everywhere. This is actually a classy look. There so much go. So that if that happened in the city, I don't think you can get arrested. I think that if you went, a guy who's been to many music festival, right. a wet t-shirt is more obnoxious and in your face than this.
Than the glittering.
Than the glittering. The glittering almost looks like you're wearing tight, maybe a tight.
Like hot pants?
Tight yoga pants.
Okay.
But just on the ass cheeks.
Do you think
right?
we'll see it at the beach this season?
I think you'll see it. I think you'll see it on the right girls. Now, it could go wrong on the wrong girls.
And
it'd probably be more expensive with more jewels.
Yeah, a lot of glitter.
Say, next year, Mike, next summer is when it's going to hit Ocean City.
There you go. So you give it a thumbs up. I think we all do.
If you can wear thongs, this is a little more modest because it covers some skin up.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Wear the thong. And you never know when that sequin's going to get in the wrong cavity. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Brush your teeth every day.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Guess who, baby? Nikki Diamond. I'm here, but you know what? I never left. Just like football, I'm always there, lurking. Free agency, the draft, OTAs, minicamp, preseason, fantasy, playoffs, Super Bowl. Nikki Diamond, just like the Mike O'Meara Show, is always here when you need it, and even when you don't. It's a sure thing. Light them up.
We'll be back on the show soon.
Nikki Diamond, I can't wait. Football season.
Soon, very soon.
You never know. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. I love me, Nikki. I do. I really do. Makes me laugh. It's the worst time of the year.
Yeah.
Your CPAP mask is ill-fitting. Your soundbar is inadequate. Your dog is constantly eating paper towels. And Ted Koppel thinks you're a pain in the ass. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you dim-witted pimple popper, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a cranky Yankee into a never ever blue Jay. Or even a Minnesota twin with a grin. Both great. La. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. Just go to MikeOmerishow.com and click the bonus banner. It makes a great gift. I don't know how many we're selling based on these commercials, but I love reading them. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to truly a win-win. So please quit sucking, and we thank you. And now, without further ado, open up the vault. Rob Spiewak.
Oh, you know what they say about that Rob Spiewak.
Your buddy Rob Spiewak is the biggest pain in the ass I've ever known.
Okay, we all agree on one superhero movie. We all love Deadpool. And Deadpool 2 is coming out, and they're starting to do the mini videos and stuff that go viral to promote it. There was a line in the first Deadpool where he said that David Beckham, he complained about David Beckham's voice.
Yes.
And so he released the video. Ryan Reynolds in the Deadpool outfit goes to David Beckham's house to apologize. So this clip starts with the original insult, and it ends with him going to his house apologizing to the real David Beckham.
You ever heard David Beckham speak? It's like he mouth sexed a can of helium.
I am so sorry. So, so, so.
Lo siento. Amor,
mariachi
lo siento.
Band.
Tickets for the cup.
I can't wait to not watch Italy play the Netherlands.
I can't stay mad at you.
Healing hugs. Here we go. Oh, God, finally, that feels so good. You smell amazing, like cinnamon and manhood. Let's never let go.
No, 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 we should let go.
Let's let go of this burden together. Just wonderful.
No.
Okay.
What was you apologizing for anyway?
Well, just the bit in Deadpool with the voice.
Doesn't ring a bell.
What did you think I was apologizing for?
I mean, there's a list. Green Lantern,
yep.
RIPD,
horrible.
Selfless,
terrible.
Blade Trinity,
oof.
Bolt Neck.
Woo! Bolt Neck was a masterpiece!
Sorry, I yelled, I raised my voice, I lost control. Please open up.
I'm looking forward to Deadpool
2. God, he is so funny. He is such a natural. Wow.
Love it. All right, so have you ever been to an actual rodeo?
I have. Wanted to. It's on my list. I'd
in
like
Mexico.
To go. You've been?
Really?
Of all places.
Because
really?
This tape, and I put this
no
on,
rules.
Put it on our
That's
Facebook
where the
page.
Bull comes out of the middle and goes, give me a break.
The bull actually got a kidney from his own cow.
So, oh, that's very
exciting. No, this rodeo, The only really notion I have of rodeo is watching the show Baskets.
Or so, 8 Seconds.
8 Seconds is a good movie as well. So I put this on our Facebook page. The best I can tell, the challenge is a bunch of guys stand in the middle of the rodeo ring and a bull charges them, and the person who stays there longest wins. It's like a game of chicken, all right?
No good can come of this.
This guy wins, but in winning, he gets gored by the bull twice. The first time he's hit, you've got to go to our Facebook page and look at this. I think he flies about 15 feet. That's how hard he gets hit.
You and then survive? The bull.
Don't know. They didn't put that on the tape. But then the bull goes and gets him again and like scoops him off the ground and throws him again. Here's the audio. But to do yourself really, to do yourself what you owe yourself, go to our Facebook page. To get yourself
do
what you deserve.
You said do yourself. It's
and
family
do yourself.
Show.
That's right. Go to our Facebook page and look at it because it's incredible. And the bull is literally doing the thing where it scratches the ground before it charges, like in a cartoon.
Right. If you're out of the ring, you might
want to
get out of the ring. I'm just saying.
I like the headline.
I love the people laughing and cheering because it's
rodeo.
Is this
in the United States?
Yes.
The headline is Bull Obliterates Human.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So
did we
I don't
find
know
out,
what
did
goes
he live?
On.
Did the guy live?
I'm looking right now.
See, okay. That's the thing is I can't believe this stuff goes on. I was shocked.
I don't know how they'd be able to get legal clearance to do it.
Okay, meanwhile.
They're wearing pads. Let's clarify. Some of the guys are wearing pads.
All right. Well, that'll make all
but
the difference.
But it's still a big problem.
I mean, unless you're dressed up like the guy that's training German shepherds, it's not really going to help you because you're flying through the air. Meanwhile, Dateline Canada, Mike, some guy had his cell phone video out.
Congratulations to the Winnipeg Jets, by the way, for going to the Western Conference Finals against Las Vegas. Way to go.
That's one way to get into our country.
Okay, come on. Let's
okay. Anyway, in Canada, obviously it was some sort of marital discord or maybe just a nasty breakup. These people are fighting. One's in the window, one's on the floor or the ground. It's about 19 floors up. They throw a sofa out the window at the guy. Here's the sound of fighting people and a sofa being thrown from the 19th floor. Just on the street.
God.
See, there's no winner
there.
She
had help? I guess she had a little help, right?
It was from a distance. She just might have been a sturdy lady.
Can I hear that one again?
Sure.
I want to hear that one
again. She might have just been a sturdy lady.
All right. He's going to be okay. It's just a remote. Just a remote broadcast. Sorry, I was on late. Hey. Oh, Jesus.
Congratulations. You remember the kid from, it was a couple months ago. He was videotaped in Walmart yodeling.
Yes.
And then, like,
huge viral.
And
video.
Then, like, 2 days later, he was on The Ellen Show. Mm-hmm. Do you know that in 2 months, that kid landed a spot on the Grand Ole Opry? It takes people an entire career. Elvis auditioned and didn't make it on the Grand Ole Opry. Listen to him at the Grand Ole Opry. This kid has got it.
I got a feeling, got him blue. Lost him, my baby, say goodbye.
How old is he?
I think he's like 9 or 10.
All I do is sit and sigh. I hold all that last song. Goodbye.
It's going to be bad when he turns about 14 and he goes, I got the blues. Anyway, so good for him. I think that's pretty cool. And I love the fact that the Grand Ole Opry is still a thing. That's been around forever.
I, in the great tradition, I hear he's already drinking. So that's
which only means he's ready for a comeback. All right, let's close with this. We mentioned Donald Glover earlier in the show.
Yes.
He plays Lando in the new Solo movie, which opens next week. Here he is talking about how he deals with haters on the internet, because the Star Wars universe is full of people that love to hate. Here's how he deals with haters. I loved this.
You're the kind of person that you see one negative thing and it makes you feel bad?
More like I see one negative thing and I track that person down. It's like I'll go into their Instagram and be like, you're not so great. Like, no, that baby's not even that cute. Like,
that's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, we've all thought about it. There you go. I have thought about more baby disses than any human being on the face of the planet.
There's a couple ugly ones out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, you think that about my interview? Great looking family. Oh. Lucky man. Lucky man. Anyway, that's it, people. Thanks.
It's true.
I never do it, though.
No.
I'll think it. Thanks for joining us for the Michael Merritt Show. What an interesting way to end the week. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. Are those your children? All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Michael Merritt Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Time for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Have a nice weekend. Happy Mother's Day to your mothers. And we'll see you Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.